Gemara Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph talks about the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Eitzomim is Nifsam Lemafreo Mikano Lahaba. Rava holds that Eitzomim is Nifsam Mikano Lahaba because Eitzomim Chidushu Ve'en Lechobo El Mishas Chidushu Ve'elech Mechoz Tetzayis Lahani Tetzayis Lahani. And then the Gemara gives another tam for Rava, that maybe Eitzomim is not a Chidush, but Mishum Seda the Lekuchos Chazal delayed the Psum. Two Lashonas in Rava as to why Eitzomim is Nifsal only Mikano Lahaba. So we started talking about Rabbeinu Tam's discussion of this Gemara, right? My Benayu, the Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina between the two Lashonas? So Ike Benayu, the Asidu Beitrei Bechad, Shaila Vegirsa. Our Girsa is the Asidu Beitrei Bechad, Utrei Bechad, Inami de Paslina Begazlanusa. So the Rabbeinu Tam asks three kashas, right? He asks, first of all, why is that a nafkamina if you have the Girsa, Asidu Beitrei Bechad, Utrei Bechad? That's a nafkamina. Presumably, the two nafkaminas are saying that this is a case where it's not a chiddush that the eight zomim is possible. So it's not a chiddush, then according to the first pshat that Rava holds, he's nifsal only mekan lahaba because of chiddush. So then here, Rava would agree that he's nifsal amafreya. According to the second pshat, we still would delay it mishum seda de lakuchas. So frek the Rabbeinu Tam, this is not a case where it's not a chiddush. It still is a chiddush. Ah, you say it's two against one. It's not two against one. It's really four against two. Because the two Eidim Zomim are Misayeya each other. They're helping each other. They both claim that they were there at the Maisa, and the two Kitos independently are saying that either one of them was not there. Two Eidim in one kind of saying that Reuven wasn't there because he was with us, and the other two Eidim are saying that Shimon was with us. But the reality is both of the Eidim Zomim are Misayeya each other to say that they were there. So that's Trei Kemeya. Why is that not any more of a Chiddush than Trei or Trei? What's more, what does Paslina Begazlanus have to do with this sugya? We're talking about Hazama, we're not talking about Gazlanus. And thirdly, what's the Loshon Eid Zomim? It should say Eidim Zomim. So comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says that the Girsa really should be Dasida Beitrei Bechad Adkan. Not Trei Bechad or Trei Bechad. And that explains everything. How does that explain everything? So we had Machlokas, the Marsha and the Marshal, had to learn the Rabbeinu Tam. But basically, the Tzara Shova of both the Marsha and the Marshal is that what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that in this case, the two Eidim are not Messiah each other. The first kasha was that Trei Kemeya, that the two Eidim are Messiah each other, they were there at the Maisa. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that we're talking about a situation where they're not Messiah each other for one of two reasons. And that's where the Marsha and the Marshal get in. That either they're not Messiah each other because we're talking about that each one is seeing from a different window. If Echad Roa Mechal and Zeh, Echad Roa Mechal and Zeh, Eidus Miuchedes is kosher and dinim amonis, but the reality is they're not messiah each other to say that they both were there. They're testifying about a maisa that's going to be mechayev mamon, but they're not saying that both were there. They can't testify about each other that they were at the maisa, so then it's not a trei kemeya. It's really only trei against chad, so that's why it's going to be, it's not going to be a chiddush. So one option is that they each were seeing from a different window. The other option is that they were seeing from the same window. They saw each other, but one was Nifsal, the Gazlanus. Meaning that either you don't have the Inami in the Gemara, it's not two different Ikebenayos, it's one Ikebenayim. Asida Beitrei Bechad Upasle Begazlanus, meaning the second one was Nifsal, the Gazlanus, so he can't be Messiah to the first one. Or there are two Nafkamina. The first nafkamina is that they were roa echa mechal and zeh ve echa mechal and zeh, and the second nafkamina is this case that they were roa mechal and echad, but the second one was nifsal begazlanus, and he can't help the other one, so the eight zomim is gonna become nifsal. So this answers all the kashas that because they can't be messiah to each other, that's why it's takanada chiddush that the eight zomim is nifsal. Why do we mention Paslina Begazlanusa? Because that's part of the case of Hazama. It's not an independent situation, but rather the second aid is Nifsa Begazlanus. That's why he can't be Messiah. The first aid and Loshan aid Zoma makes sense because we're really only talking about that one aid is going to be Husa. Okay, this is Rabbi Nutan with the beer of the Marshal and the Marshal. What emerges from the Rabbi Nutan's Pshat in the Gemara, though, is that it sounds like an aid Echad can become an aid Zoma. That you don't need Dafka Shnayim. One aid from a katav shnayim, talking about one aid who testified with someone else, and he's the only one who's becoming huzam of the shnayim. Rabbeinu Tam seems to say that works, that he can be huzam, and and the halachas of Edom Zom are going to apply to him. Now that's a very difficult position, because it seems to fly against Mishnayos and Gemaras. It just seems to be very difficult. Take, for example, the Mishnah in Makkos. The Mishnah in Makkos and Avhei Amidbeis is trying to figure out why the Torah says, "Apishnayim Edom Ashlosha Edom Yakum Dover." Why say Shnayim Ashlosha? What do you need Shlosha for? A kat of Edom can have 2, 3, 4, whatever, 100. So what's the nafkamina? Just say, "Apishnayim Edom Yumas Hameis, Apishnayim Edom Yakum Dover," and that's it. What do you need Shlosha for? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, they have different perushim as to what the heckish of Shnayim Ashlosha is going to teach us. Rabbi Shimon says, there's a comparison between Shnayim and Shlosha, that by Shnayim they all have to be Zomim in order to get their own edge, so Shlosha also. We don't say Lakula that if only Shnayim were Huzmu, so then they can't be. We don't say that if Shnayim were Huzmu, Since you have already Shnayim Shehuzmu, they should be punished. No, we wait until we have the third guy as well. We need the whole cut to be Huzam in order for them to get punished. So that's Reb Shimon's connection of Shnayim Shlosha. What's the halacha he's telling you? That Shnayim are Einam Nerogim Ad Shiyu Shnayim Zomim. They don't get punished. They don't get the onus of Kasha Zom until both of them were Huzmu. Why not? What's the basis of this halacha? So Rashi explains, not there on the Mishnah, but in the previous Gemara. She says, "Masnisani mashnayim einam nerogim atchizam lushneim l'chsev v'hinei et sheker ha'ed." V'amar Marko, makom shneim ha'ed, harei kan shneim atchifer l'chakosav echad. Whenever the Torah says eid, it means shneim. Eid means a cut of eid. So eid means shneim. So the pasuk says, "V'hinei et sheker ha'ed, sheker ana ba'achav asisim l'kasher zaman." So eid sheker means that the whole cut has to be huzmu. Eid sheker doesn't mean one eid, it means a cut, because normally when the Torah says eid, it means shneim, unless it says eid echad. Lo yakum eid echad beish l'chalav and l'chalchatas. There it says eid echad, so then we know that it's an eid echad. But if it just says eid, we know it means shneim. So hini echeker ha'eid sounds like only if shneim huzmu, then you'll have asiz makashazam lasos lachim. So l'charitz mefurish, Reb Shimon is saying beferish that an eid echad shehuzam is not going to be punished with the onus of kashazam. There's no din of eidim zamim if only one eid is huzam. You need the whole kat to be huzam. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying that if an eid echad is huzam, one out of two, that the din of kasha zom is going to apply him? That's kasha number one. Then kasha number two, the Gemara earlier, and Daf Gimel in Makkos, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, eid zomim mishalim fi chelkam. Yehuda Marav says that an eid zomim pays his portion. What does that mean? My mishalim lefi chelkam. So ilim adahai mishalim palga, vahai mishalim palga. You have two eidim who testify that Reuven owes Shimon $100 and they're huzmu, so each one has to pay 50. Tanina, that's already a mishnah. We don't need Rav to tell me this halacha. Mishashim mama ve mishashim malkus. We can split the mama, but not malkus. If they testify about someone that is chayiv malkus, then everyone, if they're huzmu, then each one of the eidim is going to get a full 39 malkus. We're not mishalish from malkus, but with mishashim be mama, we split the mama. It's not a mishnah. So the Gemara says no. Rav is not telling me that halacha, but rather elokagon to itzam chavenai the mishalim palgadi day. Itzam chavenai, one of them became an eid zomim. Umi mishalim, I v'hatanya ain eid zomim mishalim mamon achi zomim shneim. The Gemara says beferish that an eid zomim is not going to be mishalim mamon until both eidim are huzmu. So that couldn't be what Rav was telling me. So what's pshat? Amar Rav ba'omer eid sheker. Hey Adnu is a little bit of a hemshech in the Gemara, but the maskana of the Gemara is ba'omer hey Adnu who zamna bebezdin ploni v'chuyavna mamon. That the eid echad testifies that really I was huzam together with the other eight. It was shnayim shehuzmu. V'chuyavna mamon. Salka da'at achamina kevin l'chavir l'vatsi mechayev lei iu nami lo mechayev kamash malon. He can't be mechayev the other guy by saying that they were huzmu bebezdin shaploni. So you would think that he can't be chayiv either. As long as he testifies that there was a situation where there should be a chayiv mama, there should be the onus of kasha zama. Like in this case, he says there was an edus of shnei edim, and both of them were huzmu and bezdin. But the problem is he can't be mechayiv his friend, right? He's named about himself, but not about the other guy. means in that case where he testifies that there was an Eidus that could be Mechayev Mamon, he is Taka going to be Mechayev his portion. It's clear from the Sugya that if it wasn't Huz Mushnayim, if both of them weren't Huz Mubavez and Ploni, so then you can't just say that I was Huzam. Or if we know that he was Huzam, he's not going to be Mashalim Lefi Chelkam. You need that Shnayim should be Huzmu. The whole Khan has to be Huzam in order for anyone to pay, in order for the Eid Echad to pay. What's the Rabbeinu Tam saying over here? That could go Nasidu Betray Bechad, Eid Zomem, the Machlokas Abayin Rav is talking about that one of the Eidim of the Khat was Huzam. The whole din of Eidim Zomem shouldn't be Shaykh. Achi Zomu Shnayim. Stoch Pile Ploy. What's the simple answer? But in a time I said that there's a chilek between what and what? Eitan? Chilek between
the ownership of
Kasher Zom and the Psalaidim. That's the simple answer, right? That these sugyas are talking about that the Eid Zomem is going to be Mishalim. He's going to be Nerak. So in that case, the Mishnah says that they can't be Nerak until Shneim Huzmu. And the Gemara Nav Gimel in Makkas is saying that the Eid Zomem is not going to be Chayav Lishalim unless there was a Hazam or Lishneim. He can be Mishalim Lefichelko, Mishalim himself, because he's testifying that there was a Maisa, it was a Haggadah's Eidus, that's going to be Mechayiv Hazam. Right? There's going to be Mechayiv and Onesh for the Eidim Zamna. But he's the only one who admits to it, so he'll have to pay. So these, the Gemara and the Mishnah, they're talking about the ownership of Kasher Zamna. Maybe Rabbi Natan will say in Achanami, the ownership of Kasher Zamna is only going to be Shaykh. If you have a cat of Eidim, so then both of them have to be Huzma in order for the ownership to be Shaykh for either one. But if an Eid Echad is Huzam, he's Nifsa La'edus, even though the ownership of Kasher Zamna doesn't apply to him. And why should I distinguish between those two? The reason I should distinguish is because what's the makar of the halacha? That's what Rashi said on the Fei on the base. What's the makar that ein erog and achizam shneim v'hinei et sheker ha'ed? So v'hinei et sheker ha'ed is connected to v'asisim l'kasher zama. It's connected to the next pasuk, which is talking about the ownership of kasher zama. So efshem ken zogin, that this idea that you need v'hinei et sheker ha'ed, that the aid, that the cut, the full cut, not just one eid, but the full kind, even the shnayim, they both have to be huzmu, that's connected to vasisim l'kasher zama. So for the ownership of kasher zama, you need the hazam of the entire kat. But for the psul eidus, you don't need the hazam of the entire kat. Even if one is huzam, it could be nifsal eidus. It's takagud chilk. Rabbi Natan might hold this, a chilk between the ownership of kasher zama and the psul eidus, because the mokor for this din, that ain't erogan achizam u'shnayim, that's from v'inei echeker ha'eid, which is linked to vasisim l'kasher zama. So maybe only for the ownership of Kasher Zamna, do they have to be Huzam? Does the whole Khan have to be Huzam? That's what you would imagine, but that's the Chiluk. There's a problem with this. What's that?
It's not so clear that there's such thing as Eid Zamin by one person.
Even by the Psalaitis. What's the source to say that we shouldn't distinguish between the ownership of Kasher Zamna and the Psalaitis? Tosefta. The Lashon, if you read the Tosefta carefully, you probably thought I was just giving a Tosefta just to echo what the Mishnah and the Gemara were saying. No. There's a reason I gave it this. I'm not trying to be tricky. What does the Tosefta say? Tosefta Sanhedrin Perek Vav Halacha Vav. Says the Tosefta. La'olam eino eidim nasin zon machi yigomer adin. I'm not sure what your version of the Gemara is. I mean, the first word on the line by me is Mevudin. It's by the pay in the Mitzvah Shmuel. Lo olam eino eidim nasin zon machi yigomer adin. Lo lokin v'lo mishalmin v'lo nerogin achi yigomer adin. Eidim zomim don't have a din hazom until the gemara din. Good. La'olam ein echad min ha'edim nase zomim ad shiushneim zomim. Ve'ein loke ad shiushneim lokin. Ve'ein nerag ad shiushneim nerogin. Ve'lo mishalim ad shiushneim mishalmin. What does the Tosefta say? That they all have to be zomim in order for the halacha to be chal, right? That if one is Huzam, then the halacha is not going to be Chal. But the Tosefta repeats itself four times. There are four different bavas to this Tosefta. Ein echad min ha'edim nase zomim ad shiushneim zomim. Ve'ein loke ad shiushneim lokim. Ve'ein nerag, number three, ad shiushneim nerag. Ve'lo mishalim ad shiushneim mishalim. It talks about Malkus and Misa and Mamon. Now, you could have read this Tosefta as saying there's a koteret, right? There's a heading. You can't have a din of kasha zomam until both of them are huzmo. What does that mean? Dosmeit ain a loke chishneim lokim ain a neraga chishneim neragim lo mishalim chishneim mishalim. Right. So then, the first line of the Tosefta might not be significant. The problem is, what? One letter. Yeah. The vav. That's the kicker here. If it had said lo olamein echem ena edim nasa zama chishneim zomim ain a loke chishneim lokim ve ain nerag etc. So that would be great. So then you could say that there's a colon after the first name zomim, and then it explains the three nafkamina. But that's not what it says. It says eino nasa zomim at shishneim zomim ve'eino loke ve'eino nerag ve'eino ve'lo mashalim. So what's the first line saying? Ein echem ena edim nasa zomim at shishneim zomim. You're talking about a punishment? We have the other punishments. Nisa, Malkus, Mammon. What's the first line saying? Stomach means forget about the ownership of Kasha Zomim. He's not nifsa la'edus. He's not even, meaning no halacha of Edim Zomim applies at Shishneim Zomim.
So why do you need to teach the next three cases? Just say that.
No, because it's what it really means is that he's not nifsa la'edus, and he's not going to be nenash either. You're saying that if he's not nenat, which is the bigger chiddush?
Well, if he's not pasul edus,
he's not pasul edus even, then he can't be nenash either.
For sure not.
Right.
Like the Tosas and Bava Kama.
Right. Right. That there was the kolshke, that you shouldn't ask the kasha, that maybe we should split. Right, that you could have the kasha zama without the psul edus. He says, no, the psul edus stems from the onish. Okay, I hear. I mean, it would have been better if the Tosefta said it in reverse order. If you look at the Tosefta carefully, the order is not right anyway, mm-hmm. Right? Because Malkus is before Misa, so it should have said Misa Malkus Mammon. It doesn't say Malkus Misa Mammon. So Tosefta is giving halachas here. So the fact that it mentions the psoledus first before the onshim, I'm not sure that that's key. It's still telling us something extra. The vav indicates that it's telling us something extra. So I think it's mistabit to say that an edacha can't have any halachas of edim zomim until the whole kadis huzam. I think it's clear from the Tosefta that that's what emerges. That's what I would imagine. So to say that the Rabbeinu Tam is mechalik between the psul edus as opposed to the onish of kasha zomim, it's very difficult. It seems to be against what the Tosefta is saying. So the question is, what's Rabbeinu Tam going to say? He holds the asidu betrei b'chad. That means that an eirechad is huzam. Right? The homachlog is abayin rava. I shouldn't say that. The nafkamina between the two lishonis of rava is if asidu betrei b'chad, that one eid was huzam. And you see, one eid can be huzam. It can be pasul eidus. What does that mean? It can be pasul eidus. I thought the halachas of the parish of kashazam only apply if the whole kat is huzam. And here we're talking about that there was a kat of shnai. First glance. So the answer probably is, Rabbeinu Tam is talking lefi Rava. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says that according to Rava, what is this halacha? When does this halacha apply that ein edecha nasa zomim achi zomu shneim? That's talking about where the edim amasayeya zelaza. If the two edim of the kata are helping each other, they're both testifying that they were there. So then that which they're nifsal is a chiddush. If they're both misayer to each other, so then the fact that the nifsala edus, that's a chiddush because it's trey. Machoz de sam chazani smachani. So then it taka makes sense that the psul edus is a chiddush. So eid zomim may no nifsal achi zomu shneim. Not just can't he be nena, she can't be nifsal achi zomu shneim either, right? Because if we're talking about a case where the misayer is elaze, so then the fact that the eid zomim is nifsal, that's taka a chiddush because it's trey. Machoz de tzayis lahani or de sam chazani smachani. Rabbeinu Tam is talking lefi Rava, right? The nafkamina of the Gemara, you know, the asidu beitrei b'chad, that's talking about where they're not misayeh zelazeh. All right, that's the marshal and the marshal, trying to figure out that it's not trei kameya. It's not four against two. It's trei b'chad. It's only trei b'chad. Even though there are two eidim testifying, but they're not misayeh zelazeh. Either echad ra mechal and zeh, v'echad ra mechal and zeh, or the other one is nifsal b'gazlonos. For some reason, they're not misayeh zelazeh. they're not Messiah Zelazah, Eitzom is not a Chiddush. Right? Eitzom is not a Chiddush. The Psul Eidus is not a Chiddush. The Onish is still a Chiddush. If we were to give an Onish to this Eid, it still would be. But the Psul Eidus is not a Chiddush anymore. Zakir Ben Atam, if the Psul Eidus is not a Chiddush, so then even one Eid, even one out of two, could become an Eitzom. It could be Nifsala Eidus if we're Mazim even one Eid. The Kasha Zomim is not going to apply to him. But the Psalaitis can apply to him. So the Chiluk, we said, is still a good Chiluk. But the answer to the Tosefta is that the Tosefta is talking about a case of Edom Zon that is a Chiddush, where each one is Messiah Zelazah. So if they're both Messiah Zelazah, so then Edom is a Chiddush. So if Edom is a Chiddush, then he can't even be Nifsala Eidus unless they're both Huzam. Rabbi Natam is talking about where it's not a Chiddush. That's the whole point. That's what you said yesterday. That's what you were alluding to. Right? Rabbi Natan is talking about where it's not a Chiddush, where Asidu Betrei Bechad. And that's good for the point of the Ikka, the Benayim, and the Gemara, that this is the case where Rava and the Lishna Kama would admit that Eitzom is not a Chiddush. So if Eitzom is not a Chiddush, then Efshem and Kenzogin, there's a Chiluk between the Onish of Kasher Zom and the Psalaitis. The Onish of Kasher Zom might be a Chiddush, so Ein Eidim Zom im Nerogim, Achizom Ushneim. But the Psalaitis, we Pasal Eidus, as long as he is Huzam, even if his Chavr is not going to be Huzam. Okay, that could be the Rabbi Natan. Yeah.
Tosas and Asakasha, he asked why I say Eid Zomim, should say Eidim Zomim. So the Marshal is explaining Tosas in the Machlokas, it says Meir Putayo in a case where they're Messiah. And even their Machlokas, where Rebbe holds that it's a Chiddush, he still holds his Pasim in Kanala, but even though they are Messiah.
Rebbe
holds. What's that? The Machlokas Eid Zomim, Bayam and Mefeo Nipso, Rebbe and Kanala, but Nipso. Marshal says that case is a case where they're Ra Mechal and Achad, and they're only being Mazim one, and that's why Tosa says it says Eid Zomim, not Eidim Zomim. I mean, it's good for this case, where it's only, where they are Messiah, they're only being Mazim one, and Rava still holds that he's Pasul Mikanul Haba.
Again, what case? The Ikebenayah says that by Nasidu Beitrei Bechad, okay, just one second. Nasidu Beitrei Bechad, Rava says that he's Nifsala Mafreh because it's not a Chiddush. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. And what's the case that Rava says Mikana Lahaba?
The regular, the where their machlokas is. First, there's the top words of the word, Eid Zomim and Vayamar Lamafreh, and if so.
So we're only being Mazim one, but the Messiah is Elazeh.
Right, and that's why it says Eid Zomim, according to Tosos, because you're only being Mazim one, and the Messiah is Elazeh. That's why it's a Chiddush. And forever, you're pasul mikan laba. So there you have the chiddush, but it's still only eid echad.
It's eid echad. You have the chiddush, and he's going to be pasul.
Yeah. That's what the marsha says. The case is for the machlokas.
Eid zomein. To say as el as that. And only one of them was Huzam. Wow. The pshat that I'm suggesting is obviously not assuming like that. It's assuming that that if it's a Chiddush, the only way that he'll be Pasul Eidus is if both of them are going to be Huzam.
Right, but then you're left with the kash of why does it say Eid Zomim? It should say Eidim Zomim. Because if the Machlokas of Brian Rava is about, if Rava holds me Kanul Haba, because there is a Chiddush, it should say Eidim Zomim, not
right.
Eid Zomim.
So it sounds like only one is Huzam. The whole difference is whether they Messiah each other or not. It's Akasha. What do you think?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I have to think about it. That's a chiddush. Rava says we can't allow them. that's a chiddush. And he's going to be nifsum mikan la'am. If it's a chiddush,
so we said last week in Shir like the Radbaz shot in the Rambam against this, that even though it's a Chiddush according to the Rambam, he still says that
you can still split between the Onesh HaKashazam and the Psul,
right,
and the Psul Gavr. Yeah, if I didn't have a Tosefta, I would say that. I mean, we gave this answer already. We said that we could be Mechalik. I quoted a Tosefta. Right. Rabbeinu Tam must have another Girsa in that Tosefta. If you leave out the Vav, if the Vav is not there,
it's interesting.
Well, even with the Vav, maybe Rabbeinu Tam will read the Tosefta as introducing the Halacha that Ein Eid Zomim Nenash Achi Zom Shneya.
So the first part of the Tosefta doesn't have the Vav on the Malkus.
On the Malkus one, yeah. Let me see it again. Ein echad min ha'edim nasi zom ad shiyu shneim zomim.
The first part of the first la'olam.
La'olam min ha'edim nasi zomim. It's interesting that I read from there. It's not really so relevant to our discussion. And did I assign you that part?
Yeah.
It's another halacha. It is another halacha in the Mishnah. I guess that's the introduction to. Okay, whatever. Lo olam eino edim nasin zom at shigam radin. Lo lokin velo mishalman velo nerogan at shigam radin. Well, niba velo yodam ashaniba. I didn't even realize why I assigned that to you, but I see now it was a good idea. It's amazing. Wow, that's amazing. That's great. That's incredible, Eitan. That's an amazing find. In the previous halacha, right, in the previous part of this halacha vav, the Tosefta also introduces an idea. And then it says lo lokin v'lo mashalmin v'lo nerogin at shigam radin. These are the examples of the yisod. But then in the next part of the halacha, it says, La'olam einechem ena edim nasi zom at shiyu shneim zomim. Also, it seems like an introduction. And then it says, Ve'ein lok at shiyu shneim lokim. Ve'ein o nerag. Ve'ein o nerag at shiyu shneim nerag. V'lo mishalim. In light of the first part of the Tosefta, I'm inclined to say that maybe Rabbeinu Tam would learn that first Vav doesn't belong there. That really there's a chilek between the psul edus and the onish. And the Tosefta is only talking about onshim over here. The onish of kashazam isn't chal until after the gemar din, and the onish of kashazam can't be chal unless the entire kat becomes zomim. But the psalaitis can't be chal. Right? Rabbi Natan will have to learn the Tosefta differently. Rabbi Natan will learn that the Tosefta is only talking about the onish of kashazam and not the psalaitis. That's what you'll have to say. Very good point. It's amazing. That's the Rabbi Natan. Right, this is pshat in the Ika Benayu between the two Lashonos of Rava. The Yad Ramah has a different approach. He explains the Asila Beitrei B'chad differently. He says he doesn't understand what the whole Talaram is all about. What does the Yad Ramah say? V'lo yedana maika kasha lehu. Everyone asks, Asila Beitrei B'chad, Atrei B'chad, so Atrei Kemeya, it's 4 against 2, it's not 2 against 1, how does it work out? So I don't understand what the whole problem is. The Hagemara lo ka amar lekagon da asidu trei b'chad. The mashmad lo ka amar ele b'chad sa'ad agreda. Kagon da asa l'chiyu v'shvua v'itzim. The Gemara only says asidu be trei b'chad, says the Ramah. That's all the girsa in the Gemara. V'inu hu da ka'aru mukmin ala b'da asidu trei b'chad o trei b'chad. V'amad lo hachi kashalo. And the Rishonim interpret, what that means is Trei b'chad, trei b'chad. Right? The Ramah had the gears in the Gemara going to see the trei b'chad, but he thought that the Rishonim felt, oh, that's just like the beginning. It means trei b'chad, trei b'chad. He says, no, take the Gemara kipshuto. Rabbi Natan had the simple gears also. Right? Trei b'chad, that's it. It's not trei b'chad or trei b'chad. It's two against one. So two against one, Rava will say, that's not a chiddush, so he'll be nifsal l'mafreya. But what's the case of the Rama? That there's an Eda Echad who's mechayev a shvua v'itzim. That's the case of trei b'chad. Why does he come onto trei b'chad? Because he's bothered with the kasha that that's the second age of Messiah, the first age. So how can you make him an Eid Zomer? Rabbi Natan's kasha. Says Zakti Adraman, no. It's not talking about that one aid was Huzam out of two. The Eid Echad was made alone. There wasn't a cut of Eid Zomer. Eid Zomer, Machokas Abayin Rava, Eid Zomer is talking about Eid Echad Shabbat Lachayev Shvua, the Huzam. So on that, they have a machlokas. Is he nefsel mafreo? Is he nefsel mekamel ahaba? And upshan gemara. We're not talking about one out of two. It's one aid who's coming to testify that someone is chayev a shavua. So what's the kasher zamam over here? What would kasher zamam will make him chayev, will make the aid chayev a shavua? Can't make it. It doesn't make any sense. So comes the Ktos Achoshen. The Ktos has a suffix about this very issue. That if you have an Eid Echad who comes to the Mechai of a Shavua, can I borrow your packet? Thank you, Yom. If you have an Eid Echad who comes to the Mechai of a Shavua, Ktos and Simon Lamaches of Kodin Hay has a suffix whether the din of Kasher Zom will apply. What Kasher Zom can you have if an Eid Echad is Mechai of a Shavua? Eid Hamed Lechai of a Shavua v'lohoi yoyochul yishava mishum shayo choshid o shetan eini yodaya. What happens if you have an Eid Echad that's Mechayev a Shavua and the guy can't take the Shavua? Either he doesn't know, right? The Eid says, Yechayev 100 Alis, he says, I don't remember. So he can't take the Shavua. He can't take the Shavua to be Makchish the Eid. Well, let's say he says, I don't know him 100 Alis, but he's a Choshed al HaShavua. It's an Vaita, he can't take the Shavua. So the halacha is mitoshen yochli shava mishalim because he can't take the shvua, he has to pay. So for the ktzos, so we are actually the ktzos is mistapik. He doesn't have a kasha. He has a safek. What's the din if the eid echad later is found to be an eid zomim? Does he have to pay the money? The money that he would have been mechayev this individual. Do we say that an eid echad shehuzam is subject to the din of kasha zomim? Or do we say no that only shnayim eidim are subject to the din of kasha zomim? That's the ktzos is safek. So he brings a raya from a Tosis in Bava Metzia. That's not our sugya, but Tosis in Rebchia Kamaisa on Dav Dalet in Bava Metzia. Tosis makes a statement that would seem to imply that an Eid Echad can be Chayiv Mammon, right? He can be subject to the Yonash of Kasha Zaman. Tosis has a line. The reason why an Eid Echad is not subject to Hazama. Gemara over there is trying to find the Tzad HaShava. If you have Hadas Eidim, we know that Moda B'Miktsas, someone who's Moda B'Miktsas is Chayav HaShavua. So what happens if you're not Moda B'Miktsas, but rather Eidim HaMeyed on Miktsas? That Reuven says that Shimon owes him $100, and Eidim HaMeyed that he's Chayav 50. So is the Hadas Eidim Mechayav HaShavua, just like Hadas Baldin would be Mechayav HaShavua. So Gemara is trying to find the Tzad HaShava between different things. It makes a comment that Eid Echad is Yeshno, Eid Echad is Yeshno b'hakhosha v'hazama. Eid Echad yochiach sheyeshno b'hakhosha u'b'hazama. Tosis, in the middle of that discussion, he makes this comment: So it sounds like if the Eid Echad would be Mechayev Mammon, then he would be Shayat Akasha Zaman. Normally, he's only Mechayev Shavua, and then the Nidon takes the Shavua and he's Potter. But if the Eid Echad would be Mechayev Mammon, and then he's Huzam, so then he would have to pay. So it says the Ktzais, you see from the Tosis that an Eid Echad Shehuzam is subject to the ownership of Kasha Zaman. But he says, Ela Shalibi Mahaseis, I'm not sure that's right. The Kroksiv Kasha Zaman Bishnei Eidim Uduchsiv. The Pasuk of Kasha Zaman stole my shnei edim. How does the other pasuk of Kanash Zam stole my shnei edim? Because it says v'hine eid sheker ha'ed and kol makom shenemar eid harekan shnayim. V'hine eid sheker ha'ed sheker on avachav asisim l'kash Zam and lasos la'ochid. So v'asisim l'kash Zam is going on v'hine eid sheker ha'ed. It says the k'tos. Maybe that's exeris hakosu that the onus of kash Zam only applies to shnei edim, to a kat. Eid echad is not subject to that, even if he is mechayev mamon. The Chazanish goes even further, and he says, Misvara, it doesn't make sense that an Eid Echad should be subject to the din of Kasher Zaman. Why? Is he really Mechayev Mamon? In a situation where the Eid is Mechayev Shvuah, and then for some reason, the Nidon can't take the Shvuah. He says he doesn't know, or he's Choshed, he can't take the Shvuah. What's Mechayev the Nidon money? The Eid? The Eidus of the Eid Echad? No, the fact that the other guy's not taking a Shvuah. The Eid is not really Mechayev Mamon. So if the Eid is Huzam, would it really make sense to be Mechayev him Midin Kasher Zaman to pay? He's not really Mechayev Mamon over here at all. Zok the Chazanish. The reason why Mitoshen Yochel Yishavam Mishan, it's not because the Torah trusts the Eid Echot to be Mechayev Mamon. He's Mechayev Shvuah. If the guy doesn't take the Shvuah, so then the Torah is Mechayev the person, Mamon. It doesn't make sense to say that the Eid Echot should be Mechayev, should be Chayev Mamon. If it's Kasher Zamam, he's not Mechayev Mamonov, he's only Mechayev Shvuah. It's the circumstances that's Mechayev the person money. So not only Midin Gzeres HaKosov, one could say that an Eid Echad shouldn't be subject to the din of Kasher Zamam to be Chayev Mamon, even Misvar. The whole halacha of Yitosh and Yachal Yishavim Mishalim doesn't mean that the Eid Echad is Nemet to be Mechayev Mamon. It's that in context, it's almost like the Nidon himself was Mechayev himself money. It's not that the Eid Echad was Mechayev him money. Yeah.
According to the Chazanish, if there's no kasher zaman punishment, then wouldn't you say to aid the shiach the yachal azimah? And one aid should never be good, according to the Chazanish.
No, aid the shiach the yachal azimah means where it's shayach to be mazim, but because of a technical problem, you can't be mazim him. So then the aidus is batal. But here, the aidus that an aid echad is coming to be mechayev shvuah, that's not shayach to hazama bechlam. That's the point. It's an Eidus that's not shayach to Hazam. It's a totally different parasha of Eidus. If the Eidus that the Eidim are saying is shayach to the parasha of Hazam, but because of their situation, it's not shayach. Right? Lamashal. Let's say they testify about someone that he's a treifa. They testify about someone that he was haragas anefesh, but he happens to be a treifa. They testify about someone that Reuven killed Shimon. Reuven's a treifa. Right? Says Iyat Yochel Azima they testify that Reuben killed Shimon. Shimon is a treifa, right? If they testify that someone Shaharagas Hanefesh was a treifa, right? Gemara Sanhedrin says that that's an Eidus Iyat Yochel Azima. Let's look up the Gemara. Let's get it clear. Gemara Daf Ayin Ches. Yeah. Harag is a treifa potter. Treifa shorag b'fnei bezin chayim. Shlo b'fnei bezin potter. Treifa shorag shlo b'fnei bezin is potter. Havi la eidah shiyat yachal azima. Why is it an eidah shiyat yachal azima? Because the eidah, if the eidah testified that the treifa was horeg, then you'll never be able to put the Edom to death, because they'll say they weren't interested in killing a bar kayama, they were interested in killing a gavra ketela. So that's eidus shiyat yachal azima for the Edom zalmim. So this is an eidus that shayach to hazama, eidus ritzicha, an eidus about ritzicha, shayach to hazama, is just because of the context that the testifying that a treifa was horeg, it's shiyat yachal azima. Right? But the eidus of an eid echad l'shvua is never shayach to hazama. Because never mechayev mamon, you can't be mechayev the eid of shvuah. That's ridiculous. So that's not subject to the din of eid of shiat yachal azim. So that's the ktzos. The ktzos has a suffix whether the din of kasher zaman applies to an eid echad or not. The Minchas Chinuch asks, why doesn't the ktzos mention that the Rambam writes beferish that an eid echad is mishalei mamon if he's huzam? Which Rambam? Who Rambam? What's going on? It's the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. Rama Menuchas Eidus, Perek Chaf Alef Halacha Hei. Rama says, Eide Kinu Yastira Shehuz Mulokin. Eidim on Kinu Yastira. Say the woman, there was Kinoi, the woman was Nistira, and then they're Huzmu, they get Malkus. There's no Kasha Zomam. It's not shy to do Kasha Zomam there, so that's the whole idea, right? It's Tikvas HaTzadik, they get Malkus. It's Tikvas HaTzadik, Yeshua HaRasha, V'hayim Ben HaKos HaRasha, we give the Eidim Zomam and Malkus. Like if they testify about someone who's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, it's Chayev Golos, so you can't be Makayim Kasha Zomam there, so we give them Malkus. Let's say one aid came, testified that she was Mizana after Kinu Yastira. If the Erecha was found in aid zom, then he has to pay the Ksuba. So, this is an Araya Machrachas, that an aid echad, Shehuzam, is subject to Kasha Zamam. Why don't the Ksos bring the Rambam? The Ksos knows the Rambam. Pell on the Ktzos, Fekhtim and Chaschinach. So the Chazon Ish was sensitive to that Kasha. The Chazon Ish says the Girsa, he had a different Girsa than the Rambam. But we're not talking about that an Eid Echad was Huzam, but rather that Shnei Eidim were Huzmu. So I'm not sure what the Frankel Rambam has, but my old Rambam has a big bracket over here. It's very unclear what the Girsa and the Rambam is supposed to be. The Bar Ilan also has the multiple girsos. It's not just the Chazon Ish. Apparently, there are different girsos floating around over here. The Rambam continues inside the bracket. The part that I read to you, Venimsa also ha'ed zom and mishalak subas, that's inside the bracket. And then they add ha'yu shnayim v'hein eidei ha'kinui v'hastira v'hatumah v'nimsu zomim misham v'kenegad ha'ksubah v'ein lokin. It's not clear. You can't really read the Rambam without the bracket. It just doesn't read properly. Eidei kinui yastira shuz malokin. But Eidechad v'heid shezin sa'acha kinui yastira v'nimtsu zomimin. Nimtsu. We're only talking about an Eidechad. What? The Eidei kinui yastira shuz malokin v'nimtsu zom. It's bad. If you take out the whole bracket, the Rambam doesn't read properly. So something is fishy over here. There's clearly a problem with the Girsa and the Rambam. Because who is testifying here? Is it that the Eid Echad is testifying that she was Mizana? Is it an Eid Tumah?
Who's need the Eid Tumah so that she would lose the Ksuva?
Right.
And that's why.
So what's the Vinimtsu Uzom and Misham and Keneged Ksuva? Who are Zomim in? The Eid Echad is made on the Tumah, but the Eid Kinu Yastira are Nimtsu Zomim? We talked about the Eid Kinu Yastira who were Huzmu already. The fact that the Eide Kini Yastira testified by Kini Yastira, that's, there shouldn't have to be Mishal and Maksuba. It's still dependent on whether there's some kind of Eidus on the Tumah. Right? Is it dependent? If the Eidim testify, if there was Kinui and there's Stira, so she's Asura Labaila.
She doesn't lose her Ksuba.
But she wouldn't lose her Ksuba because it's only a Suffolk.
Until she drinks the Mesota.
Until she would drink the Mesota, right. Something is fishy in this Rambam. So that's what prompted the Chazon Ish to say, there's no raya here. There's no raya, because the Girsa could be different. It's not that the Eid Echad is made on the Tumah, but rather the Hazama we're talking about is the Hazama of the Eid Kinu Yastira. So there's no raya that an Eid Echad is subject to the rule of Kasha Zaman. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Not clear that the Menchas Chinas Kasha is really such a good Kasha.
Unless
yes.
Maybe it's the same Eid, the Eid Tumah that testify on, the Eid Yastira that testify on the Tumah. Is that possible?
Well, that is the second girsa. Hayu shnayim v'hein eidei hakinui v'hastira v'hatuma v'nimtsu zom v'mishama k'neged haksuba v'ein lokin. So, that's actually a good point. If you read the Rambam with the bracket, then everything is great. The Rambam is saying multiple things. He's saying, eidei kinui yastira shehuz malokin. Eidei echad shehei shezin sach hakinui yastira v'nimtsu so eid zomim v'sharam k'subasa. If the Shnayim were Eidei Kinu Yastira and Eidei Tumah, so then they have to pay the Ksuba because they're even Eidei Tumah. But then they're not going to get Malkus. Kol Mishalim Eino Loka. Right? Eidim Zomim, Befer Shib Sator Eidim Zomim Le Tashlumen. Right? The Gemara Ksuba says that Eidim Zomim pay and they don't get Malkus. Normally, the Dim Kamli B'Javim and they would tell me that they get Malkus Tamama, but there's a Chiddush by Eidim Zomim. So if you have the whole bracket, then everything reads nicely, but the Minchas Chinas Kasha from the Rambam will still be a good Kasha. Because he's not taking out the Bava that that if an Eid Echad testifies about Tumah, then he's going to be Mishan the Ksuba. There's a lot going on in this Rabbah. So comes the Chazon Ish and says, we're not sure about the Girsus. It's not clear that the Rambam is saying that an Eid Echad is really subject to the Nokashazam. So there's no raya against the Ktsos. There's no raya to one side in the Ktsos. It's not a kash against the Ktsos. Just one final raya. Some want to bring a raya from the Rabbeinu Hanano on the side of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. I saw this quote and I was taken aback. I was very surprised. What's Rabbeinu Hanano? Which Rabbeinu Hanano are you talking about? And the Gemara there on Daf Dalet. Rabbeinu Hanano says the following: Eid echad eino b'toras hazama, she'atora amr v'asisim lokash hazama v'gomer, v'kemen she'in eidus eid echad elo l'shvua, v'yev shel hashbiya ha'eid zu hashvua, nidach has toras hazama me'olav, she'in ato yochel l'kayim v'asisim lokash hazama. He can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomim, so then what? So then we'll get Malkus. Etc. Since he can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomim, there's no Hazama. I'm not sure what the Raya from the Mishnah is, but they get Malkus. The Eid Echad, we get Malkus over here? I don't know. He starts off by saying, Eid Echad Eino B'Torah Hazam. Why not? Because he says, V'kevet she'ein Eidus Eid Echad Elo L'Shvua, V'yev shel Hashbiya Ha'Eid Zu Hashvua, Nidachas Torah Hazam Me'Olo. The Eid is Mechayev Hashvua. What kind of Hazam could you have? To be Mechayev the Eid Hashvua? He wanted to be Mechayev someone else Hashvua, so he'll force the Eid to take Hashvua? That's ridiculous. The Eid never said that he's Chayev. It doesn't make any sense. That's not an Onish. There's someone to say, oh, an Eid Echad is not subject to Kasher Zomim if all that he's Mechayev is a Shua. But if he's Mechayev Momen, and Yodea, Choshed, if the Baldover can't take the Shua, and the Eid Echad is Mechayev Momen, Avada Yishaya to the din of Kasher Zomim. Why not? The Diuk, Rabbi Nachmanel is saying, because the Eid Echad is only Mechayev Shua, it's not Shaya to do Kasher Zomim with the Eid Echad, so that's why he's not Shaya to the Torah Hazam. That's what someone is saying. But you got to read the Hemshech. Rabbi Nachmanel continues. He says, "La'olam ein toras hazama ela b'shnayim va'ad shi'izamu shnayim bo urei kevin da'amar rav ein zomim mishalim b'fi chelko makshin analei v'atanya mishalim mamon ad shi'izamu shnayim v'taritzna lahadera ba'omer he'adnu v'uzamna b'bez nino shal ploni v'nis chayavna mamon ki ha'gavna mishalim aval kashiyuzam eid echad ein sham tashlomin." He quotes the Gemara in Makas on Av Gimel. He quotes all the riots we had that an Eid Echad is not going to be subject to the rules of Kasher Zomim. At all. Right? Even if he could be Mechayiv Mamam. I'm not sure what the suffix over here is. Rabbi Nachmanel in the beginning seems to be saying that there's no Kasher Zomim by an Eid Echad because all he is Mechayiv Shavua. But he says no, there's no Torah Hazama Bechalal by an Eid Echad. Like you see from the Gemara in Makkos on Daf Gimel, from the Mishnah in Makkos on Daf Hey, Rabbi Nachmanel is clearly saying that there's no Hazama by him Bechlal. I don't know. Interesting. So some might suggest that maybe we can bring a riot to the Ketosis Sofek from the Yad Ramah. Okay, this is where we pedal back to our sugi. Again, what did the Yad Ramah say? That Ika Benay V'asidu Be'Trei B'cha means that an Eid Echad is testifying that someone is Chayav Shvua, and he's Huzam. Right? He's Huzam. And what might the Ramah be talking about? What kind of Hazam is it? We talk Shani Yachal Yishav Mishalim. Maybe it's talking about a case that the Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, and the Nidon can't take a Shvua for some reason. So we talk Shani Yachal Yishav Mishalim, the Eid Echad is being Mechayev in money, so the Hazama now is gonna pedal back to the Eid Echad, and he'll be Mechayev Mamon as well. That's what the Ramah might be going on. A case that an Eid Echad would be Mechayev Mamon, and the Chiddush is that Hazama applies to him. Hazama does apply to him. But Rava holds that's not a chiddush because it's two against one. It's not a chiddush, so he's nifsal amafrei. So isn't this Rama a raya to the Ktosis Safek? Ktosis Safek is the Hazama by an Eid Echad where he's Machayev Mamon. Why can't we bring a raya from this Rama? What's the answer? The Ramah is not talking about the onus of Kasher Zomim, the same idea we had before. Right? The sugi is talking about the psul edus. He's not talking about the onish of kasha zaman. In a chanami, maybe the ktsos would admit that of course an eid echad is going to be nifsala edus if he's huzam. That's not the issue. The issue is he subject to kasha zama? The Ramah is no raya to that. Our sugi is talking about the psul edus. Kigon dasidu beitrei b'chad was saying, is the eid echad going to be psul edus if two people are mazin him? The ktsos might say that that's not a sofek avada. He should have a psul edus. Why not? Well, what's the... Right? The reason why an eid echad shouldn't be subject to kasha zama is because of a gzeres hakosav, maybe. Hinei sheker ha'eid, you need shnayim. Maybe it's also a svara that even when mitoch shnei yachli shav mishalim, the eid is not the one who's mechayev the mama, he's only mechayev shvua. Memela, the person's chayev mama because he can't take the shvua. That's the issue. Is the eid echad subject to kasha zama, to the onus of kasha zama? The Ramah's not talking about, he's talking about the eid being nifsa la'edus if he's huzam. Maybe even the ktsos would say that's not a sofek. Everyone says that an eid echad can be nifsa la'edus if two are made, and eid echad can be nifsa la'edus, and if two are made against him, Rava would admit that even l'mafreya can be nifsa la'edus. But avada, that halach of hazama could apply to an eid echad. It's only the onus of kasha zamam that the ktsos has a sofek about. Okay? So there's no raya from the Ramah to the Ksos Safek, because the Ksos Safek is talking about whether an Eid Echad is shy to the ownership of Kasha Zama. But the Ramah is discussing, like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramah and the Rabbeinu Tam are discussing, can an Eid Echad be Nifsa La'edus if he's Huzam? And when will that Psal Eidus be Chal? So if it's Asidu Beitrei B'cha, then even Rabbi will admit, L'mafreya Hu Nifsa. Okay, we'll stop here.